Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what has happened to real music? That is the topic for the next couple of weeks. I'm Darlene Lewis. Welcome to Hear No Evil. If you want to reach us online right now, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/hearnoevil, or you can call me right now, 347-989-0761. We are the real singers, the poets, the hip-hop lovers. And the scribes, what happened to the cipher? Can we please save the music from the present state? Let's talk about it. Wow, there's been so many things going on. But first, let me just say, go Yankees! Go Yankees! Yes, I did work the Yankee Stadium, and I was so inspired to actually see our team kick Philly's butt. Yes, go Yankees! And, of course, there will be a parade on November 6, 2009. This is the 27th, listen carefully, 27th World Series that the Yankees has won, and I'm elated. But now on another note, I found out some crazy information that happened recently with Reverend Al Sharpton, and I'm going to talk to you about that. Now, Reverend Al Sharpton lashed out Sunday at the unfair treatment of his daughter and ex-wife by cops who arrested the duo for arguing over a traffic ticket in Harlem. I cannot imagine how two unarmed women with no record could be taken into cuffs from a traffic dispute with no personal or property damage involved, Sharpton wrote in a string of angry postings on Twitter. Well, this is what we deal with every day. We will never accept unfairness. Sharpton's oldest daughter, Dominique Sharpton, 23 years old, and ex-wife, Kathy Jordan, 53 years old, were arrested Friday when they got into a heated verbal tussle with cops during a traffic stop, police said. Now, Dominique Sharpton sped past a police car on 8th Avenue at 110th Street and blasted through a red light before cops nabbed her, sources said. She called her mom, who rushed to the scene to find Dominique in the back of a police car, Sharpton's attorney said. Cops charged both with disorderly conduct and obstruction of governmental administration, issued them desk appearance tickets, and let them go. Kathy showed the concern any mother would show, Sharpton wrote. Sharpton wrote, there were no drugs or drinking at all, making their treatment all the more worse. Sharpton lawyer Michael Hardy called the arrest excessive and said the police car Dominique drove around was unmarked. It seems they were arrested simply because they asked why the ticket was being given, said Hardy. Now, I don't know about you, but if you're going uptown on 8th Avenue from Central Park West, the light is very confusing because sometimes you think you're supposed to go right or go straight, and sometimes the arrows are very misleading, so they may be able to beat that ticket. Remember Glitter? Mariah Carey is about to make you forget all about it. In the past 2 years, the Long Island raised superstar, age 40, has revived an acting career that most critics thought was dead on arrival. She has stepped up to the plate with risky roles. Her latest, a tough-as-nails social worker in the gritty Harlem set drama, Precious. The part was originally offered to Oscar winner Helen Mirren, and Carey came in to fill her shoes with determination and without makeup. What's more, the film, which hits theaters this Friday and also stars Monique and Brooklyn-born newcomer Gaboni Sidibe, is being hailed as an Oscar contender. It's a career turn no one could have envisioned for Carey back in 2001 when her semi-autobiographical star vehicle Glitter opened to atrocious reviews. I like Glitter. I don't know about you guys. Anyway, at the box office on its opening weekend, Glitter didn't even make the top 10. It disappeared from cinemas within weeks. The soundtrack sold poorly, and by the end of the year, after reports that she had suffered an emotional breakdown, Carey was dumped by Virgin Records, the company that had signed her for a whopping $80 million only months earlier. In building herself back up, Carey has attained a unique position. She has earned recognition as a serious actress without letting go of her popular appeal. She has targeted roles in indie films while climbing back to the top of the charts. Well, I'll say back, climbing to the back, to the top of the pop charts, and enchanting fans with her fairy tale marriage played out across the pages of the celebrity glossies. You know, she married Nick Cannon, that young guy. She started her rebound from Glitter with a baby step, a role in the 2002 comic thriller Wise Girls, which premiered on cable, not in the multiplex. Carey, Mira Sorvino, and Melora Walters played waitresses at a Staten Island restaurant run by the mob. Even though it wasn't a hit, the film dulled the pain of her performance the previous year, wrote Fox News columnist Roger Friedman. Even though she tends to wear skimpy outfits as usual, her line delivery is sharp, and she manages to get the right laughs. A producer of Wise Girls, Anthony Esposito, so admired Carrie's work that he announced she would appear in his next film as a boxing manager who pushes an unknown female fighter to fame. Other reports indicated that he had spoken too soon and that Carrie wasn't sold on the project. It never got made, and Carrie's slow push towards screen stardom relied instead on an episode of Ally McBeal and cameos as herself. In 2005, she soared back atop the pop charts when We Belong Together from her album The Emancipation of Mimi stayed at number one for 14 weeks. She didn't have to wait long before she landed a supporting role in the low-budget road movie Tennessee after catching the eye of producer Lee Daniels, who will go on to direct Precious. Now, you guys may know Lee Daniels because he's the one that did that movie that Halle Berry starred in, where she was kissing on the white dude and wind up getting, you know, so much Oscar notoriety from that. So, you know, let's hope Mariah and Lee Daniels get together. I see we have a call. We have a call. Thank you for calling in Hear No Evil. Thank you for calling in Hear No Evil.
Hi, darling.
Who's calling?
Hi, darling. It's Kim and Pinky. How are you?
Oh, my God.
We called in.
Well, finally, you're that party for the party, Pinky. What's
yes,
up, girl?
Hi.
What's up, Cuzzo? How you guys? Are you guys on one phone?
Yeah, no, we on conference.
Oh, okay. So who's the third person? Me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, okay. So what's up?
Hi.
How you doing? Listen, welcome to Hear No Evil. Rihanna, the interview today. I saw it.
Right.
Did any of you see it?
I saw it at 7 a.m. I sure did.
And who's this?
This is Pinky.
Pinky. So
yeah.
Give me your impression, seriously.
I thought she was very articulate, very eloquent in her words. I love her accent.
Mm-hmm.
And she was believable to me. You know what I mean? Basically, she's trying to say that, yes, she did go back to him after he hit her a few times, but that's not the message she wants to send to the young teens of today. She wants to tell them that once they hit you once, leave, run, don't ever go back, because basically what she's saying is don't think with your heart, think with your head. If he hits you once, he'll hit you again. And just, you know, right now I think she's concentrating more on her image and the message she's sending out to younger girls, as opposed to healing her broken heart or whatever, you know. But I believed her.
Hmm.
She
and
was
what
believable.
About you, Kim?
I didn't hear it, Darlene. I was on my way en route to work.
So what do you feel about the whole Rihanna situation, Kim?
Well, like, they're young, and I think it's no excuse to hit a woman. She probably did provoke him a little bit that night, but we weren't there. We don't know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say they don't think it was the first time. I kind of think it might have been the first time. You know what I mean? I think it just escalated and emotions got out of hand. And hopefully he'll get his life together and she'll be okay, you know. I think she probably wanted to go back for a minute and then realized maybe it wasn't the right thing for her.
Mm-hmm.
Just not to cut in, she said that it happened 8 or 9 times.
Really? See, I
yes.
didn't see that.
Diane Sawyer said that, you know, people go back, women go back, and sometimes it happens 3, 4, 5, or 6 times. She cut Diane Sawyer off and says, no, it happened 8 or 9 times,
yes,
and I went
did.
Back. So
yes.
She did go back repeatedly after.
Yeah.
Well, and also she was saying that she was just kept wondering when he was going to stop hitting her. Like,
mm-hmm.
he was biting her, he kept hitting her, and, you know, it sounds like she took a real beating from that guy, not
well,
the occasional mush
get...
or slap. She took a beating from that guy.
I'll try to catch it tomorrow on 2020 because that's a sad situation.
Yeah,
definitely.
That is a sad situation. But, you know, Kim, you said something just now. You said they're young. And in my opinion, I just don't think that young people should be in serious relationships because you don't know how to handle your emotions when you're a teenager.
Absolutely,
like,
but it happens.
Yeah, it happens, though. Try to
no,
stop
but,
them from
but
being
what
in
I'm saying is that he had witnessed his mother being abused because I did some research on him, and he witnessed his own mother being abused. And I think that men that witness this type of, and women that witness this type of behavior tend to pick up and carry on the same thing. And I just wish them a lot of love and support. But I just felt like where they were, you know, they were under 21. They shouldn't have been in an area where they're serving alcohol, where tensions are high. I just think that they've been on their own too soon and responsible
right.
for themselves too soon without right. any kind of limitations. And it just
right.
escalated out of control. Because I was in a long-term relationship for 7 years in an abusive relationship. And when you are in a relationship, whether it's physical or verbal, because my situation started out verbal, but when the physical happened, that one time was it for me, and I left.
Wow.
And I never looked back.
Yeah.
A lot of people think I left because I was on a rebound and I was moving on to somebody else. No, I left because it got physical.
Right, right.
And
for
me,
you,
knowing the type of family I have, you know, I know that they probably would have retaliated. So I just
right,
stepped.
Right.
And I wasn't 19, 20. I was 30. But it went on for 7 years of verbal, because sometimes when you're in a relationship with somebody, they think that it's okay to physically, you know, get to physically take advantage of you and talk down on you. We have a new caller in calling in, seems like from Philly. I see a 215 area code. Welcome to Hear No Evil.
Hey, what's going on?
Who's this?
This Darlene. This Darlene.
Well, you're calling the radio show. You calling in and you're speaking to Pinky, Kim, and Darlene Lewis. Who am I speaking with?
Okay, okay. This DJ Whirlwind.
Wow.
DJ Whirlwind.
A legend. How are
What's
you?
Going on?
How are you? How did you find out about the show?
Well, I'm gonna tell you like this. I was on my Facebook. You know, we connected on our Facebook,
uh-huh.
me and Darlene. So I was just going through my Facebook, and I was just looking at the blog talk. It was talking about, you know, what was going on tonight. So, you know, I seen a boy, Jamal Charles, had hit up something that, he had messed up with. She was talking about Jazzy Jay. He thought she was talking about Jazzy Jeff.
Yeah, isn't that terrible? Like these, like,
yeah,
right, okay, we at the Yankee game, right, because, you know, I'm a Ranger also on the side, right, and so, you know, the Yankee
right.
Stadium is Parks Department property, so me and my sergeants, you know, we chilling, we walking around, we looking for people to write summonses for, so we separated, so I hooked up with Jamal Charles, and I'm like, Jamal, you know, Dr. Ice is supposed to be calling in. He was like, who? Dr. Pepper? I was like, Dr. Ice, you know, from UTFO and Houdini? He was like, who? UFO?
Oh, my God.
So I'm like, hold up. You never heard of Roxanne? And he
Darlene,
was like,
sorry
no.
to cut you off, but I have to get off now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, me too, Darlene. I want to get a
I'm leaving work now, Darlene.
Can
I stayed just to call into your show.
Thank you, Pinky, for calling
You're
in.
You're welcome.
You know, Evil. And that was a heated conversation about Rihanna, and we're going to talk about this later on next
Yeah,
week.
We can continue this later.
Yes, we will.
Yeah, Pinky, yeah.
I'm going to see you in a
few. Any shout-out you want to give?
Okay, fine. I'm going to
Pinky, you
don't
want to get no shout-out?
Shout-out to my grandbaby, Riley, and my son, Vonnie.
Oh.
Thank you. I'm on my
okay,
way, Kim.
Thank you.
I'll meet you in front of the tray, Pinky.
Bye.
Hello?
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So we were talking, and, you know, I was talking about the R-O-X-A-N-N-E. You know, he was like, who? Roxanne. So he started singing, Roxanne, you don't have to wear the red dress. You know, I think that's Sting record or something. I'm like, oh, my God, you don't know who Roxanne Shante is? I mean, she was like,
right.
She was before MC Light. She's after Pebbly Poole and Sparky D. I mean, she's from the Juice Crew. You heard of MC Shan, Biz Markie, you know,
sure.
Eddie Kane, Mr. Mad, Marley Moore. How could you not know? So I said, wait a minute. What is going on with our music industry? But then he started talking about, well, I heard of Have a Baby by Me by 50 Cent, and 50
right.
Cent going down in history. But I'm like, the lyrics that 50 Cent is talking about, and I'm not hating on 50, because I met
I got you.
You understand what I'm saying? But I just feel like the legends are being overlooked, whereas we as our own selves are putting our legends into an old school category. And we have to
yes,
stop
yes.
that. We have to remember and keep it out there. That's why I promote Where is the Real Music, Where the Rappers, Where the Legends, and I have a TV show that airs every Wednesday at 6:30 on Channel 56, Channel 83, and on the Internet called Celebrity Showcase. I don't know if you can catch it out there in your state.
I'll probably catch it on Internet, though. Celebrity Showcase?
Yeah, it's called Celebrity Showcase every Wednesday at 6:30 at MNN.org. You just click on 56. TV 56, and you can watch Celebrity Showcase. And there we promote the legends of R&B and hip-hop because nobody's
okay.
really doing that besides Ralph McDaniels and myself.
Right, right. And I truly understand that. Like, with me, myself, you know, I'm a DJ, and I'm 39.
Right.
So I come from that classical, you know what I'm saying, real hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, when hip-hop was an art.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even consider hip hop as an art no more. You
mm-hmm.
can't even call these so called rappers, you know what I'm saying, artists, because they don't have no originality whatsoever.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That
like
sounds like the next person. You're right.
True. And that's just like in Philly. I wrote up on your Facebook. You'll see. Whereas though I was letting you know about, you know, like how our young people don't care about the legends of hip-hop. You dig what I'm saying? It's like they really don't care. But this is their era. You dig what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
This is their era. This is what they do. You know what I'm saying? It's like I don't like it. Like I really don't even, like me playing all the music today, even in the clubs and stuff, I really don't like to play it, but I got to play it. You dig what I'm saying? But me, myself, when I go into an old school set, like I dig in the crates. Like I represent New York big, but I'm from Philly. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
And when it comes to hip hop, I respect New York big time. You know what I'm saying? Because hip hop is the mecca. I mean, New York is the mecca of hip hop, and I would say Philly is the cousin of that.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because I would always say New York always had the best MCs, and we always had the best DJs. You dig what I'm saying? New York always represented and said that's the truth.
But let me tell you something. You are in the city of brotherly love, so you guys had, like, the best, like, Gamble and Huff. You understand what I'm
yes.
saying? Like, that's
yes.
Philly to me, Philly sound, sounds of Philadelphia. So, basically, you were right when you said cousins, but I would consider them brothers and sisters because a lot of producers that set it off, like Hal Melvin and Blue Notes, The Temptations, most
right, right, right.
of them came from Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying?
And you're right about that.
And they made their money in New York and around the world, but these rappers took the music that came out of Philly.
Yes.
Flipped it up.
And you're right.
You know what I'm saying? So I think it's just one big state. It's just a couple of waters separating us and a few bridges. But I remember Schoolie D. You remember Schoolie D?
Oh. Hey, do you remember Mac Money that made the diss to Schoolie D's PSPSK?
I don't know. I would probably have to.
And it was actually called PSPSK. Well, I'm going to have her. Matter of fact, I'm going to have her to call you.
Wow.
Because she's definitely classy. I'm definitely going to do that. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that in a few so you can be able to talk to her one-on-one. She's the face of Philly as well.
Really? Now, what about
yes,
Steady
yes.
B? What's going on with him?
Well, the Steady B situation, you know Steady got life in prison, so he's never coming out.
Oh, my.
Cool C is on death row. And that's about it with that.
He is on death row.
Yeah, because Cool C was actually the shooter.
Oh, my God.
And Steady B was there, you know what I'm saying, because they was into that Robin Banks.
Yeah.
And they killed the officer here in Philadelphia.
And
so
has that been proven, or is this a legend?
Yes. It's official. It's done. They got it, court. They went to court, found guilty, the whole nine, and it's just like we waiting any moment, any time, whenever they're gonna say that they're gonna put Cool C, you know, to sleep or however they're gonna do it.
Steady B may not have a chance to get out or for good behavior.
No, Steady B will never have a chance to get out. He's because he wasn't the shooter. But he was there. He has life with no parole.
Now, this happened because the record company wasn't making no money. What is it? I mean, because I remember they were like in this clique called the Hilltop Hustlers.
Right. True.
I go way back. Tap Money.
I see.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I got pictures with me, Steady B, Tap Money, the dancers at the first music video hip hop show ever on Paragon Cable. This is 1986. I got that picture.
Wow.
In my book, Hip Hop Before the Plane. So that's why I know about the Philly situation. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Schoolie D, Scarface, all of them used to be. I mean, I know all about Philly. Lady D, I think it was a DJ, a rapper DJ lady out there.
Yeah, Lady B. She's on. Oh, yeah, Lady D or Lady B.
I think it was Lady D or Lady B. One of them ladies.
No, Lady B. You're talking about Lady B. She was a rapper. She was of the group. I forget the actual name of the group right now, but she's still she. Huh?
They were out of Philly, right?
Right. Okay. And half of the group was from New York, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was like a New York and Philly type of thing.
So what
they was rocking. Remember when Sequence was out?
Yeah. Sequence from Sugar Hill Gang?
Yeah.
Boy Records? You talking about Pearl of
Pearl,
Angie B, and Blondie?
True. Right.
Okay. See, because my
that was out there.
Oh, okay.
So now we have she's matter of fact she's still DJing on the radio. She's up here. She's on 103.9. No, my bad. 107.9 up here.
Okay,
It's an old school station, and
oh, okay.
she goes in.
Oh, okay. She goes in. Okay, so that's good. Wow, that's wonderful.
She has a matter of fact, the name of her show is In the Basement.
In the Basement. I'll look.
She was on Ben Rock was up here. Ben Rock was DJing because I think Ben Rock is from New York.
Right.
DJ Ben Rock, he was up here DJing with her.
Okay. Now I heard Miss Jones was out there in Philly DJing. Is that true?
Yeah, she was, I don't know if she's still doing it because she had Jones in the morning, but I was thinking that it was actually a syndicated radio show.
Okay.
I don't really think that she was, she was here because we never saw her.
Oh, okay.
It was just a fact. I think it was a syndicated radio show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I used to write for her back in, like, early 94. Me and Barry B from the Get Fresh crew. We used to write.
I know. Yes. Yes.
So
they did a great show up in Atlantic City this summer. Oh my God! I went and seen it was Biz Markie, Dougie Fresh, Slick Rick, Vicious, Kumo D. My God, it was. No, you talking about a show. Matter of fact, it was the same night that Michael Jackson had passed away.
Oh, wow. Now,
they did it. Go ahead.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah. I was just saying that they did a good job. They did a real good job.
Now,
I was real impressed.
Legends, now, look at that. 20-something years, Legends still around. Now, who do you think is going to be around 20 years from now that's out now?
Oh, I can't even see it. Seriously, to tell you the truth, I can't even see it, darling. I can't see it.
Wow.
I don't see any essence to, or should I say, I don't see any foundation to nothing that is out right now.
That's pitiful.
You know what I'm saying? Like, something that's going to last. I really don't, I mean, to these young people, maybe, you know what I'm saying? But I can't see me, like, if I was, like, in this time, like, I can't see me hearing T-Pain. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, this was the jaw. Like, when you get like 30 or 40 years old, you like, you know, in their time, like T-Pain, this was the jaw. I can't see it because a lot of this stuff is like autotone, like right now. So it's like, you know, everything will just say Lil Wayne, and I really can't see it. And then a lot of these artists, man, today do not have any originality whatsoever.
It's pitiful. I mean,
you know,
and And it's funny because you're coming from a DJ point of view. And for you to feel like that, it's sad. Like, what are you going to be spinning 10 years from now, 20 years
for
from
real
now? Pitiful. So people better...
And let me just say this to you, right? Jazzy Jeff, man, is one of the man, when you say a DJ, Jazzy have paved the way. Now I give nothing but love to Grandmaster Flash who mastered, you know what I'm saying, DJing. You dig what I'm saying? Jam Master J, I love. One of the best stage DJs, because, you know, Jay wasn't really a DJ, you know what I mean? But he was one of the best. When you put him on stage, Jay goes off.
Right.
He was one of the best who did not use a computer, who did not use straight records. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
And he was one of the best hype DJs. You know, then I would go back, you know, Ron G and all them. I give all those DJs, even Mr. Magic, all of them. I give every DJ that ever existed in old school props. And I give Jazzy Jeff, like, the most, because if you see Jeff, did you see Jeff on the VH1 Honors Awards?
No, I didn't. I didn't watch it.
Oh, my. He killed it. Jazzy Jeff went on there, man, and just, like, did... I mean, like, did you see when he DJed for the Rest in Peace show, piece he did on BET a long time ago, what he did for Jam Master J?
I feel stupid now, no.
No problem, though, but because you will always pull it up on YouTube, you know what I'm saying? But Jazzy Jeff is one of the most consistent, and when I'm saying old school DJs, Jeff goes in there. You know what I'm saying? As a legendary DJ. And you if you would put him against any DJ that is like these young people that's right now, I'm talking about a very crafty, smooth DJ who never lose. When he DJs, it's just like if it was just like him just putting on his shoes. It looks so easy.
Hold on, sir.
And I love Jeff because...
Caller. We have another caller calling from a 2.
Okay, that's what's up.
Who's calling in to hear No Evil? Hello? Welcome to Hear No Evil.
Oh, yes, I'm calling from Houston, Texas.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm fine. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Nikki.
Hi, Nikki. Welcome to Caller.
What's up, Nikki?
How y'all doing out there?
Fine. We're doing wonderful. And you?
I'm doing wonderful. I just happened to hear about Hear No Evil actually on Facebook through Easy Mo B, and I wanted to definitely plug in and hear what was going on because I am a real fan of original hip-hop.
Okay.
Wow. Very good. And when you say you're from Houston, Texas, is that where you live now, or were you always from there?
Yes, I was born and raised in Houston, and that is where I am now.
Wow, and you are a lover of original music. You know Easy Mo B, who is incredible.
Yes, indeed.
Wow,
yes,
well, we
want to
thank you. We were having a conversation. The DJ was talking about Jazzy Jeff and a lot of the DJs that are out and the hip-hop artists that are out now that probably won't be around for the 20 years from now.
Wow. Yes, see, and I just plugged in, so I didn't hear the whole conversation, but I do know this. I remember going to parties when I was growing up, with, you know, listening to Jazzy Jeff and De La Soul and Eric B and Rakim, the LL Cool J, and I was thinking to myself, I remember the battles between Kool Moe Dee and LL Cool J. And how it kept the fans going, it kept the battles going, it kept the fans going, but it was still so much intellect and fun that it didn't come and end in drama.
Exactly.
Like what happened between, unfortunately, two other great artists like Tupac and the Notorious B.I.G.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, and as a matter of fact, online we were having another discussion a few nights ago about old school hip hop and where is it gone and the things that's going on now with music, just talking about swag or rims and brims and party this and screw that, and it's like that's not hip hop.
Exactly. Oh wow, I'd love to hear when females get in a debate about stuff like this, because I don't always want to seem like I'm like the grandmother of hip hop because I'm
before
hip hop. You know, I'm when it wasn't even when they didn't even use the word hip hop. You know what I'm saying? I remember we used to go to the jam. We used to go to the club, and before the clubs, we went to the park. Like I was that kid helping plug the light, plug in the socket in on 1520 Cedric Avenue when Cool Herc was plugging his stuff, you know, in the laundry room. I'm that chick Cedar and Cedric Playground. I'm that chick that was at 371 Club sneaking in because DJ Hollywood is playing and I'm 15 lying about being 17. Back then you didn't need no ID. Okay?
Wow.
Metal detectors. Okay, you caught a cab, you went to the club, and then you went home, and it was cool, and it wasn't no drama. I mean, you may have had, like, you know, gangs back then, like, you know, the Savage Skulls, you know what I'm saying, like Kings, but Black Spades, but it wasn't ridiculous like it is now. It wasn't, the music was different, the men treated the women different, and the women were queens. Like,
right.
It was different. It was different.
MC Light, they earned their respect in the game.
Exactly.
You know, and they came up with that, but the difference what people don't realize, too, was between what they call hip-hop now and what hip-hop was then. Was hip-hop was not more, it was more than expressing, it was a movement.
Exactly.
And without that movement, these people that
there
call rappers or hip-hop artists now would not even be able to do what they do.
Mm.
And then I read in the comments that you left on Moby's page about talking to someone that didn't even know who UTSO and Roxanne Shanté was.
Killed me.
And it's like, are you serious? Because a lot of people, a lot of artists sample so much of the old school music and the hip-hop music, and then these new people listen to it, and they catch the beat, and they listen to the words. Right now the words is, once again, my swag, my rims, my bees, my hoes.
Like that Milk D sample that 50 Cent used, I Get Money. Who would have known that Milk D, who's also MC Light's brother, who would have known that his record would be so hot and remade by 50 Cent, but he's promoting just the money part? You see what I'm saying? This generation is only influenced by glitz and glamour and shine and everything inaccessible and everything that perishes in time. And that's why we are the way we are. But because corporate America...
You have reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message.
Hello?
If you're satisfied with the message, press 1.
What happened?
To listen to your message, press 2.
Is someone
to
recording
erase
us?
And re-record, press 3.
I don't know.
To
what
continue
happened
recording where
well,
you left
anyway,
off.
Well, anyway, the bottom line, maybe one of you guys pressed record by mistake. But the problem is that because corporate America has taken over what we do as musicians and as writers, it has watered down the soul and the passion of the music. And society is not the same as it was when we were growing up. Society has changed, and it's this limitness. It's like, go to the limit, do whatever you want, wear whatever you want, say whatever you want. There's no more morals. The family structure is broken up, and it's being reflected in the music, and nobody cares.
It's all it is a new form of exploitation of buffoonery.
Exactly.
It's the blackface of music.
Yep. And in about 20 years, you're gonna see Eminem as the king of hip hop. You're gonna see Britney Spears and Lady Gaga as the female rappers of all time, and it's gonna be a rap. I'm telling you.
Hold on, you said Britney Spears and what?
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
No.
It's going to be the faces that you see when you look back. Because right now, when you look at some of the, like when I look at some of the award shows, and I'm like, okay, they have this person here. Like they just did a Def Jam salute, but they didn't bring out the people that created Def Jam. They brought Rick Rubin out, but they didn't bring out Jazzy J, T. La Rock, who were the first rappers on the label.
Right.
They were the first.
Hold on,
Somebody
can't forget
knows.
LL Cool J. It wouldn't be no Def Jam if it wasn't for LL.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
But before LL, this is what I'm trying to tell you. Before he
LL,
there was Tila Rock.
Right.
It's Yours was the first Def Jam record. A lot of people don't know that. It's crazy. And these people are still alive. These people are still alive doing shows, traveling all over the world, but they will never be polarized until people like you and I and, well, I have a book out called Hip Hop Before the Bling, and that's where I promote, you know, the history that I know of because my family funded Enjoy and Fury Records. And Enjoy Records was the label that a lot of these artists came from, Spoonie G, you know, Funky Four, Sequin. All of these guys was on Bobby Robinson label before there was a Sugar Hill Records. You know what I'm saying? Like, you hear about Sugar Hill Records, but people don't know that Grandmaster Caz wrote the lyrics to the Sugar Hill record, Rapper's Delight.
Right. He's
getting credit for it. Sugar Hill.
Wow, thank you for that info.
Yeah, I didn't even know that myself.
They exploited him. Big Bad Hank, who was in the group, was a doorman that was managing Grandmaster Caz, because Grandmaster Caz was the grandmaster with the two MCs. You know, he's the one that wrote those lyrics, but he was a kid, 15, 16 years old.
Wow.
Okay? And they exploited him. Same thing that's going on right now with all of these rappers in the music industry now. You see, they got lawyers and agents running their career. They're not paying attention to their paper. They're not paying attention to their paper. They're not paying attention to who's getting a credit. But in about 10 years, we're going to see who's going to still be around. If we're still around to talk about it, then we're going to, and God willing, I have more than one show, whether it's TV or radio, we're going to say, okay, on this day, November 5th, we said that blah, blah, blah will not be around 10 years from now. Because I want to know who you predict is going to be around 10 years from now. Do you see Lil Wayne?
Oh, my goodness. Lil Wayne?
Do you see Lil Wayne? Do you see Drake? Do you see Soulja Boy? Do you see Fabulous? Who's going to be the one that stands out and say, I'm original? They're unique, don't get me wrong, but everybody's doing the same thing.
They're all doing the same thing.
They're all saying the same thing, how many people they can screw, how much alcohol they can endure, how much sex they can have, how many people they killed. What else is there?
There's nothing else after that. There is nothing else.
And now, how much money do you have to make in order for you to change your life of what you rap about? Because I thought when you get a certain amount of money, you no longer have to do these things that, you know, that you tried. Why did you get into the music industry? To perpetuate more crime? That's
right.
What the problem is. The criminals have taken over the industry. We got to get the criminals out, and we got to get the people that own the liquor companies that also own the record companies and the radio stations out the business. Because basically that's who own the industry, the Russian Jews. That's who own the industry right now. It's always
a big question. Here's a big question, Ms. Lewis. Huh? How do we do that when the artists are willing to sell their soul for money and for fame? And not even willing for money, because like you said, they don't read the contract. They don't understand the contract. All they know, you know, you give them a couple of cars, let them bling it out, put them on MTV Cribs, give them a special on VH1, a couple of appearances on a couple of movies, or some, you know, allow them to do some buffoonery on a Tyler Perry show.
I'm going to tell you how you get rid of them. This is how people don't realize. It's all about advertisement. If you don't spend your money on products that advertise on these networks and these stations, they can't promote anything. Whenever you hear record play, when they go to station break, listen to what's being played. What is the advertisement? If the advertisement is something that is not, if the advertisement, let's say it's a car, then you boycott the car company. You boycott the advertising agency that has the ad. It's very easy to bring a person down financially. That's how you do it, okay? When black people were not allowed to sit in the front of buses, what did the civil rights leaders do? They got together and said, we will walk to work. We will bring down the bus situation. And guess what? They did it for almost a year, maybe 2 years. But guess what? Black people won. You have to be afraid to do without sometimes. Who needs the new sneakers? Who needs the products that they perpetuate? It's not doing us no harm. We don't own no stocks and this stuff. Why are we backing these people? That's why I went the independent route, because I got offers to work at various record companies, offers to do modeling to sell my soul, offers to work on TV stations. But when I realized that there was an independent route and I can choose who my sponsors are, I went that route. And now it's 25 years. I'm still doing my thing. I didn't sell my soul out. Okay? Wow. It's ways that you can be independent. You don't have to be greedy. And, yeah, I may not have the mansion, but I got my own place. You know what I'm saying? I may not be on WBLS, but I'm on Blog Talk Radio and getting ready to get two more radio shows. Okay? And got three TV programs. So, listen, you can be independent. You can do it. All you got to do is get people that think like you. Talk to them, go to the schools, talk to the youth, show them what's going on, and that's how you do it. But I want to thank you both for calling in. I do have to go because I'm being told that we have people that have promoted, so we have to play their music.
Okay.
So, and this is Legends of Hip Hop that we're about to play. But listen, I want you guys to follow me on Facebook continuously. Check out the show every week.
What's the need about?
I'm sorry? Hello?
I think that's someone.
Hello?
Or something in the background.
Oh, okay. I want to thank you both for calling in to Hear No Evil. Tune in Tune in every week at 6:30, between 6:30 and 7:30.
It would take me, because I work during the day, so I don't really have a
Hello, Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
And
I'm here.
You can always catch us online at futurenetworkproductions.com. Thank you very much. Thanks for calling in.
Hey.
And, we'll talk to you soon.
I'll call you back.
That was good. Thank you very much.
You to sit down and just listen to me for a minute. I want to talk to you. You know, you're always telling me that men don't know how to express themselves. They don't know how to let go. Well, I want to express myself to you in this song and let you know that never, ever, ever be.
out there doing trash.
No. No.
They be doing dope.
No.
They be gang banging.
No. No.
All them brothers need a just.
Paul.
Intro, which means I started. In other words, Herb departed.
New York State. Reporters cry, producers jive. They wanna be down with the kids. The wanted man from the wanted clan. Wanted by every fan across the land. Got a G-A-N-G off the street. R-U-N-D-M-C complete. Who's that?